are back. Welcome to High School Football. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, along with Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. And, of course, Bill Newell is headed over to Peabody as we speak. Tonight we have Tewksbury from the Merrimack Valley Conference. I'm going to bring in this microphone here because we don't need it at the moment. Tewksbury from the Merrimack Valley Conference visiting the Danvers Falcons right here from the Northeastern Conference. So, been a long time, beautiful night. The sun just setting behind the high school across the way here at the beautiful Dr. Deering Stadium. And, Tim, it's been a long time, man. A long time since we've been able to do this.
Yeah, welcome welcome back, everybody. And I am waiting for the sun to set because it's directly in our eyes over the tree line across the way, and it's a spectacular sunset. So get ready for a nice day tomorrow in the neighborhood. Yeah, Rick, it's been a while. It's great to be back in the booth. Great to be back working with you. I spent 5-6 years working with Bill on Friday nights out of Manning Field and in Lynn and various other locations.
Well, Coach Ingram filled in admirably for you over the years. He may stop by once or twice this year. We'll see. This is going to be our game of the week. This is the MSO News Sports game of the week. We're down to one game of the week right now for various reasons. And we're going to put everything we have into it and getting in terms of preparation and so on. You heard from both coaches. You heard from both ADs. And pretty soon you'll be hearing us talk about the football game, which we're going to do right now. I want to start with Tewksbury. It seems year after year, Tim, talked to both Ron Druin and Brian Aylward about it. But year after year, in order for the Northeastern Conference to win the North Division II North Championship under the old setup, the road always went through Tewksbury.
Yeah, they have been such a steady program over the years, especially the recent past, though, within the last decade. We always found ourselves traveling up to Tewksbury. And
I want to put the mic a little bit closer to your mouth. Coached by Ryan Nolan. And there you go.
Okay.
Coach Elward, by the way, 26th season right now, looking for his 174th career win. 102 losses over that time. Last year they were 8-3, but Danvers beat them last year. Meanwhile, the Falcons are led by sixth-year veteran Ryan Nolan. He is 31-20 overall, and I like this rivalry between Danvers and Tewksbury that he sort of got going here during the playoffs, and they've continued it. I believe this is the first time that the Redmen have visited the Falcons. And again, beautiful night. The field is in super shape. There's no wind to speak of, I don't think.
No. Trees are not moving. Yeah, and it's always a good test to find out just where your team is. You take on an opponent the quality of Tewksbury. First week, second week of the season.
Here comes your Danvers High School football Falcons.
And what you see could be a precursor to what you have for the rest of the season. You find out, you know, what your strengths are, what some of your weaknesses might be. Who are some people you can really rely on? Who are some people that are going to take this first opportunity and surprise you as you go into the league, quote unquote, part of the season? Because that has changed so dramatically over the last couple of years with realignments and reseeding and, you know, putting people just all over the place in terms of school size and all. You look at their opponents. They don't play a Northeast Conference team until week 5 against Winthrop. Then they got Winthrop, Beverly, Swampscott, Masco, Marblehead, and Gloucester. So they're going against Tewksbury Haverhill, who Beverly is playing tomorrow, and then Reading. And Reading is always another big Middlesex County team, big physical. So, they got their work cut out from those first three games, and you just hope you're going to be able to stay healthy through those games. And then you got, you know, your six conference games, but the teams in it: Nolan Classical, Nolan English, no soccer.
Yeah, let's welcome the Tewksbury Redmen.
You know, and it's just such a drastic change for the league, for the families that have traditionally followed the conference teams and, you know, the rivalries you've built up over the years. So it certainly changed the dynamics of the league.
Well, Tewksbury has a good nucleus of running starters, returning starters, I should say, and veteran players, according to the Boston Globe and according to Coach Aylward. His captains are Mike Sullivan, Blake Ryder, and Sean Hurdle. And the quarterback tonight will be Vincent Ciancio. Meanwhile, on the other side, the Falcons will be led by a veteran quarterback as Travis Voisin is in his third year as a starter, I believe, at quarterback. And a lot of guys come back. Big guy to watch, is, of course, is Owen Gazanowski and Jackson Vogel, a couple of other guys, Colin Mungaga, as Coach Nolan was mentioning before we started doing this. They're out at the center of the field for the coin toss, and Tewksbury dressed all in their white uniforms with the red numerals, white helmets. The Danvers Falcons, their traditional top blue. What color blue would you call that? Electric blue? I don't know.
Electric blue?
Wow. And off-white pants? I don't know, but white numerals, so it's easy to see with my new glasses. So hopefully we'll be able to identify these guys.
Can you read the Tewksbury numbers?
I can see them, actually, yes.
It's, okay.
It's not these are, I've had new eyes since last we did a game. Cataract surgery and then all kinds of, I don't ordinarily need glasses, but for this purpose, I will use them. Still waiting to get underway as a plane flies over us toward Beverly Airport. Very hazy evening. It was clear all day, but it's very hazy tonight, sort of like a smog or a fog or a little bit of fire ash. Also, Bill Newell, don't forget, Bill's going to be reporting into you, I believe, later.
Yes, he notified me he'd be sending me score updates.
Revere at Peabody. The opening kickoff. And we will have plenty of scores tonight as soon as we get back to our studio. And I don't think we're going to play the national anthem. Flag hanging limply off to the left of the scoreboard, which is diagonally across from us as we are in the beautiful press box here. Thanks to both athletic directors, Ron Droyan. Drouin, and Andy St. Pierre. I'm a little nervous tonight, Tim. Weird.
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Scott.
Any particular reason?
First game back, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Stands are filled from the middle of the stands off to the left, which is the Falcons' home side of the field. And good student body turnout for Tewksbury down to our right. All officials are waiting with their hats off, looking at the flag. So everybody's ready for the national anthem, I think, except for the band. So,
ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I would like to hand the microphone to James High School principal,
here we go.
Mr. Adam Federico.
Good evening. Thank you for being here.
Oh. Okay.
This past week, our community suffered a terrible loss, losing one of our young people, Dylan Hurley. Dylan was a former player in the Danvers Youth Football Program, and had just returned to Danvers High School as a student. During this difficult time, Danvers High School offers its thoughts and support to Dylan's family and friends. At this time, I would ask everyone to please stand and observe a moment of silence. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could remain standing for tonight's national anthem, performed by the Danvers High School Falcon Marching Band.
I'm sure we'll hear the real Danvers High School band sometime during the evening. That was interesting. All right, we're ready to go. High school football is back. 2022. It's very exciting to be here tonight. Beautiful evening. Warm outside. Cool.
It would like to thank their sponsors.
Nice and cool here in the press box.
From the Cookie Monster. Pizza comes from Danvers.
Tewksbury Mass to our right below us on the far side of the field. It's the Falcons. Coach, Nolan was saying the numbers are down a little bit. They're around 40, 45 people. Doesn't look like there's any shortage of players on the Tewksbury side.
And, you know, I was thinking about that during the play of the National Anthem. I was looking at both teams, and I didn't notice, you know.
Those raffle tickets are
a good number of kids, but not as many as we've certainly seen in the past.
Or a bonus sale, three strips for $20.
Aiden Smith will be kicking off for the Danvers Falcons from left to right.
Right around the end of the third quarter.
Alex Arbogast is back deep for Tewksbury along with Sean Hurdle. They are the deep backs as the Falcons get ready to approach the ball. Well, no, they're not. Smith has gone over to the sidelines now to get a new football. So we're still not ready to get underway. Let's see here. Well, it's 6:31. That ain't bad. Bill Newell will have updates later on from Revere at Peabody, as we said. We'll have a complete scoreboard rundown probably tonight, and we'll have the rest of them by tomorrow morning for sure. Arbogast and Hurdle back deep, back at their own 15-yard line. Still waiting for Smith. Right-footed kicker. It's a short kick that's going to hit at the 30, or be fielded at the 30-yard line. And the runner down right there at the 35. Did you see the number, Tim?
22.
All right, 22 on your program.
22.
Is.
Yeah, there he is.
We don't have 22. So there we go.
Yeah. Kevin Ahern.
No, that's Danvers.
Yeah, he got the ball. Okay, he made the Ahern made the tackle. The ball came down around the 30-yard line,
right,
and he tackled him before the runner got to the 31. So real good coverage by Ahern there, because that could have been a dangerous shot kickoff.
Vincent Ciancio is the quarterback. They've got an I formation with one wing on the right side at their own 35-yard line, far hash mark, man in motion. Going to be a give to the tailback. Gets about 3 or 4 yards. I think that was Hurdle. Can't see the number yet. Nope.
Johnson.
It was Johnson, the up back.
He hit that hole real quick with a lot of authority.
And where is it? At the 38? 39. So about a 4 yard gain, second and six. Up front, they've got Anthony Montiero, Maximus Matuccio, Luke Shaw, James Carroll, and Boyce Bakke. That's the front line. Again, high formation with one man in motion from right to left. It's going to be a pitch this time to the tailback, trying to sweep it outside, gets to the line of scrimmage, and well, across the 40 to the 41. Getting up slowly, but getting up is Alex Arbogast.
Carried by number 24, Alex Arbogast.
Good lateral pursuit by the Davis defensive line and linebackers to minimize that gain.
That's a gain of
about three, so you got third down here
third
and about
four
or five to go. Ball is just resting over the 41 at the near hash mark. Up front, the Falcons have Asa Dabble, Bill Butler, Kevin Burke, Ahern, Vogel, and Mativier. Now they've got a spread formation with twins out to the right side. Back in the shotgun is Ciancio with the man in motion from left to right. That's Johnson. Ciancio looks to his right, play stop before it gets underway.
Play on the field.
That'll be a procedure call against Ivers.
I think Johnson, I believe, for Tewksbury. I think he turned upfield just a split second too soon.
5 yard penalty.
All right, it's going to be back to the 36 and a half. Just underway. First possession by either team. Excuse me. Mike Kasperzak is one of the backs, Kevin Burke up front, as we try to identify everybody. All right, so they spread the field with twins way out to the right side. Again, the man in motion. That's play high. Ciancio got some time. Now he's going to roll to the right. Still with it. He's going to launch it. Man open. Oh, and just out of the reach of Mike Sullivan at the Danvers 35-yard line. It's fourth down.
Yeah, he was being driven to the far side of the field by the Danvers defensive line. And through it, he had the right distance. He just sailed out of bounds, so it wouldn't have been complete anyways. So good for a stand by the Falcons.
Gazanowski, the lone safety, back at his own 25, 26, 27-yard line. And short punt that's going to bounce, at the 42-yard line. Might have hit a Falcon, but it was covered up right there. And so Danvers takes over first and 10 for the first time this season. And they'll be at their own 41 moving from left to right.
Jackson Vogel was there on coverage. He actually had his was looking downfield at the potential Tewksbury receiver. And the ball landed just in front of him and then plopped down, and he immediately fell on it. Great play, because he could have inadvertently hit him and then been a real problem.
Travis Voisin Jr. is the quarterback starting for the Falcons. And got some numbers changes, not necessarily changed, but the starter changes from what I was told. Okay, no worries. Voisin is the quarterback. He's back in the shotgun with running back with him. Leaps high, left-handed pass, quick over the middle, caught at the 39-yard line, close to the first down. That number eight, Coach?
Yes.
Or number nine?
Oh, now you're going to
pass
me. Nine.
All right, Logan Mativier
for the reception. 8 second down, two, Falcons.
That was a nice, quick seam pass. Just went out about 7 yards, turned around, sat in between the defenders. Nice, crisp pass. Was able to turn it up for a couple more yards.
This time, Owen Gazanowski is split to the near side, right side, as we look at the Falcons moving from left to right near the 50. Running back behind the quarterback this time. Handoff, Orzine. Hands it off, and it's the first down. Joe Baker gets the first down rather easily, powering forward straight ahead to the Tewksbury 46.
Good third by the offensive line for Danvers. Just created the gap.
First down. Gain of 5 on the play.
Sun just about ready to go behind the treetops on the far side. The lights are on here at Dr. Deering. Ball on the far hash mark. We've got receivers left and right for Voisin. He's a left-handed thrower back in the shotgun. Again, quick outlet to the left side. I think that's incomplete.
Yeah,
that's incomplete.
He never had control of that. It hit his hands, and as soon as it hit his hands, he got blasted by the defensive back and went loose.
Second down and 10.
Timing is everything. Second and 10 for Danvers' first possession. On Tewksbury's first possession, it was 3.5 and out for the penalty.
Okay.
All right, so long time here in the huddle as Voisin comes back from the far sideline with the play into the huddle. Aiden Perry, Noah Wade, Colin Mugaga, Adam Gazofsky, and Kevin Burke up front for the Falcons. Alex Zaris is the tight end. Twins to the left, one receiver near side right. Voisin in the shotgun. He's going to launch it to the timing play, and it's totally messed up. Receiver went one way, the ball went the other, and it's an incomplete pass, so it's third and 10.
Yeah, he was looking. He was looking to go sideline, back shoulder, and the receiver
cut
into the middle of the field. No idea where the ball was. But again, that's, you know, those are the opening game jitters. Your first series.
The defensive line for Tewksbury: Max Matuccio and Paxton Green are the ends. Luke Shaw, Royce McKay are in the middle. Sean Hurdle, Blake Ryder among the linebackers. Receivers left and right. Fired over the middle and out of the hands of the intended receiver at the 32-yard line. Was Gazanowski. Tried to run before he quite got it.
He might have gone all the way. It was just on his back hip. He had turned and he had it, but then he turned upfield and he couldn't secure the ball.
Fourth down. And now it's Danvers' turn to punt. Harris.
Now, Voisin has been on target with all but one of his passes so far.
Harris is the punter. He's going to get it away from about the 41. End-over-end kick spinning backwards, but it gets a Danvers roll, goes down the sidelines, and then out of bounds at the 21-yard line. So it was effective. Wasn't pretty, but it was effective.
Punt is out of bounds at the 21-yard line, where the Redmen will take over first and 10.
8:02 left to go. First quarter, no score. Second possession for Tewksbury. One first down so far in the game. Let's see. Falcons 9. Okay. All right, so Dancio is back in the shotgun, but it's a handoff run play. It's going to get some yardage around the right side. Could go all the way. Off to the races. Arbogast, 50, 40. He's gone. See you later. Just an off-tackle play. Around the right end, Alex Arbogast goes 79 yards. And two for lead, 6-0.
They got him outside. They sealed the end. They created the crease. And definitely possesses breakaway speed as he fought through that hole, got to the second level, and just outraced the damaged defenders.
Off to the races. Alex Arbogast. So one play, 79 yards, and it is suddenly 6-0. Tewksbury. Jackson Fudo will attempt the point after for Tewksbury. Right leg into it. Oh, right through the middle. It's 7-0.
And that kick had some authority on it, right?
Yep. 7-0 Tewksbury.
I just got some tweets from my former baseball broadcast partner, Matt Roy. He's back reporting in the area for the Boston Herald. He's over at Broden Field at St. John's Prep, reporting on the St. John's Prep Marshall. So we'll have updates on that particular contest as well.
There are game programs and gear available. Also, they are raffling off a Tom Brady autographed jersey. It is a Patriots jersey.
Well, it was a little sparring. First possession for each team, but then one play on second position for Tewksbury. Around that right end, Arbogast just turned the corner and took off like a rocket.
Jersey.
Well, it was a well-designed, well-executed play, and that's what it's all about. Best of this first game is executing the design of the play.
So Gazanowski is the one of the deep receivers for Falcons. Looks like Azaris is the near receiver. Mike Sullivan will kick it off. It's a different kicker, left-footed kicker that's going to hit Gazanowski at the 20, running quickly to the 30. Up the middle, reverses field, 35, 40. Breaks a tackle. And stays on his feet as long as he can with players wrapped around him and goes down at the 42.
Real good run because he made several, as you mentioned, change of directions. He was heading to the right side and suddenly saw it bottled up and he planted the foot and he cut back into the middle of the field and he managed to gain probably another 8 yards.
Well, in the far hash mark now, Falcons moving from left to right. First and 10 at their own 43. Joe Baker is in the backfield with Voisin. Again, Voisin, a left-hand passer, and he has rolled to his left most of the time so far. Twins left, twins right. Looks left, fires left, complete at the 50. And it looks like Gazanowski, I think it's 5.
Pass complete to Gazanowski.
It is.
It is at the 49 of Tewksbury. Second down, 2.
This is where they were a minute ago without being able to pick up that first down. Voisin now 2 for 5 for 16 in the air. And they've had one run play so far. This will be the second run play. Baker up the middle, can't get the first down, I don't think. Maybe.
He's very close.
Yeah. Just short. Well, it's at the 48. They got 1 yard. That's not enough.
It's going to be third and less than a yard.
6:46 left to go, first quarter. Our MSO News Sports Game of the Week. Kearns is back. Football is back. It's great. Beautiful night. Awesome. Very celebratory?
Celebratory.
It just has a great atmosphere tonight. All right. Baker, Nope.
No, they had a little mix-up in the backfield. The running back and quarterback collided 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he just couldn't get any traction. And by that time, the Tewksbury defense had swarmed in. You know, when you talk about the celebratory aspect of the first game, you know, you look around the stadium and you see the whole gamut of ages. You've got young kids.
Yep.
You know, you've got the high school kids here. You get kids who've graduated. You've got parents. You've got grandparents wandering in looking to claim a seat. You know, it is a game for the ages. And it's such an opportunity for people to reconnect with friends.
Yeah, and you have those people, as we said the other night, who year in and year out, you're going to see them in their same seat.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Fourth down and two. Boyzine is going to roll with it. He's going to try to run for it, and I don't think he got it. Had to knock down the far marker, and he didn't make it.
Outstanding play by number 44, I think it is, for Tewksbury, was the number I saw. I think it looks like that. Yeah, it's 44.
It would be Manny Mangetta.
Yeah.
Sophomore.
Yeah, great play.
Apparently, Boyzine got just enough.
Really? Wow, he got an excellent spot because I saw him go out before the, unless he got a foot down, but his body went out behind the marker.
Well, they give him 3 yards on that, so it's first and 10 for Danvers on the fourth down attempt, fourth down conversion.
Yeah, I can see some of the kids on Tewksbury in the line questioning the field. I'm like, what was that?
All right, Kasper Zach is in the slot right side. We've got two receivers to the right, two to the left. Baker in the backfield with Boyzine. Drops back, straight back. He's going to let it go over the middle. Long, high, and deep. And caught! And touchdown! Lesanowski!
Oh, what a catch, Rick!
What a throw!
He threw it, and Lesanowski down the right hash mark. Looked back over his right shoulder, saw it, and made an adjustment and reached back over to the left and hauled it in. It just fell into his arms and let him into the end zone. Yeah, it was a great pass, a great catch. So Danvers responds right away to Tewksbury.
46-yard touchdown play, and Danvers ties it up with a point after. Oh, 7-7. Just under 5 minutes left to go. Man, that was pretty, wasn't it?
That was a lovely pass. It really was. It had touch on it. He had just enough air underneath it. He had the distance right.
All right, so that's 46 yards. That is a five-play, 57-yard touchdown drive.
So it's going to be Tewksbury on the ground and Danvers in the air.
Mm-hmm. Again, in the air, boys, he now 3 for 6 for 62 yards.
From the PME, the Parents of Music Education here in Danvers.
So punch, counter punch.
50-50 raffle tickets.
So two really exciting, long offensive plays won by each team so far.
For a bonus, you get 3 strips for $20.
These teams have really duked it out in the playoffs over the years. They're great games.
Right around the end of the third quarter or between the third and fourth quarters.
All right, let's see. 57. 70 total yards now for Danvers. 81 total yards for Tewksbury. Kickoff is going to be. Look out here on the return. Out to the 40, 45, down the sideline. 40, out of bounds. Long return by the Tewksbury Redmen.
The Red Men will start.
Cam Kearney with a return. Wow. Well, Tewksbury starts now this drive at the Danvers 36.
Yeah, Danvers can't pinch the middle of the field like that. Tewksbury's got too much speed that they can get to the outside, and we saw it there, Rick. And so they're going to have to make sure on their kick coverages, whether it's a punt or a kickoff, that they're going to have their wings sealing those sidelines.
Ciancio is under center now. Well, a pitch to the right side. Going to go to that outside again. Cutting a corner. But not making it. Not being able to turn Hunter Johnson. It was strung out beautifully laterally by the Danvers defense.
Yeah, Johnson refused to get down. Almost broke out. But then a couple more Falcons came in to help on that play.
2 yards. Second down and 8.
Well, gets to the 34. Yep. So it is a 2-yard gain. Again, Ciancio is under center with a split backfield, but he's going to roll to his left. Right-handed thrower throws across his body. Man wide open. Clark at the 10, 5, and downed at the 2-yard line. Mike Sullivan had to reach behind to catch it, but he did, and it's first and goal.
Yeah, you can see that play coming. As Ciancio rolled to his left, the receiver broke free behind the defense. Secondary, and he had a good 6-7 yards between him and the last defender. And Ciancio saw it and just lobbed it out there.
All right, first and goal, 32-yard pass and catch play. Sullivan this time is going to split way out to the right side. Hunter Johnson is in the backfield with Sean Hurdle, quarterback again under center. Handoff, left side, Johnson, check it, Hurdle.
And that's a 2-yard touchdown.
Hurdle's in for the touchdown.
Yeah, they just overwhelmed the Danvers defensive line on that right side and just blasted into the end zone. So, three, all of a sudden it's on the ball, on the touchdown.
Yep. Wow. Still 3:50 left to go first quarter. Point after attempt by Jackson Fudo. He's good.
Flag on the play. False start. Redman.
So that was three plays and 36 yards on that touchdown drive. Didn't take long. Penalty pushes the ball back 5 yards. Poodle will attempt the point after again. And he's got plenty of legs. So now it's 14-7. Tewksbury.
Correction on that last call.
Don't go away, folks.
Yeah, really. We have a halftime show coming up with Bill Newell. We'll also take a break, of course, at the end of the first quarter.
Marshfield has jumped on top of the prep. 8-0.
So Arbogast and Hurdle, the touchdowns for Tewksbury early on. Gazanowski, pass play from Loisine, the only touchdown for the Falcons to this point. But again, we still have 3:50 to go left in the first quarter. We've had three touchdowns already. I hope my stats are close, Tim. This is crazy. My goodness.
Come on now, Rick. You got new glasses.
Lord's a mercy. All right, so we'll do it again. Falcons kicking, will receive the kickoff. And again, Zaris and Gazanowski are back deep. This is a high end-over-end kick that Gazanowski runs up to the 22 to catch. Goes outside, 30, 35, 40, breaks a tackle. And he stopped at the 48-yard line of the Falcons. Another terrific return by Gazanowski.
That certainly was. He wove his way up to about the 40-yard line, and then he just found us. Alley. Just angled himself into it. He picked up those last 8 yards.
Got great acceleration.
Yeah, and it's deceptive because he's running so smoothly.
All right, first and 10 for the Danvers Falcons at their own 48-yard line. And they haven't had... They haven't had the ball on a possession to start a possession any further back than the 41. So they've had great starting field possession on their drives. Ball in the near hash mark. Twins to the right. One receiver off to the left. Moisine looking things over. Back on the shotgun. Now he looks to the sideline. Looks back to the center. Puts his hands up. Gets the ball. Goes to his left. Dukes in the... Gets loose, fires it over the middle, incomplete.
Yeah,
intended receiver was
87.
Mativier. I thought it was 9. It was Aris Zaris. You're right. Incomplete.
Second down, 10.
Yeah, real tight coverage on that particular play.
That stops the clock, of course. With 3:36 left to go first quarter. Start time at 6:30. Some of the games are going to start at 6 o'clock this year. And that's okay with me. All right, we got trips to the left side this time. That's the far side of the field. One receiver on this side. And again, just Baker in the backfield with Voisin. Takes the handoff. Quick pitch out to the left. Zaris has it. Breaks the tackle, but doesn't get much. Maybe a yard to the 49.
Yeah, that was Hunter Johnson on that particular
stop.
Came up quickly. Classic tackle. Wrapped his legs up, both arms. Didn't let him get away.
Yeah, just 1 yard gain. Well, the Tewksbury crowd is really filled in. We got a packed house tonight. Full house. Some people hanging out along the fence down by the snack bar.
Fences are very popular.
Third and nine. Oh, blitz lookout. Oh, man. Voisin was buried back at the 41-yard line.
Luke Shaw came blasting right up the middle. Bailey had a chance to get rid of that ball.
Well, he did. And had to throw it away. So, Tewksbury puts the stop on Danvers, and they'll get the ball back after two really electric offensive plays almost in a row. Puts them on top 14-7.
You know, think of the... I'll get back to this. Ooh.
Gazanowski, the kick. Fielded at the 20, 30, 35, and dump right there.
Oh, that was a low line drive kick.
Sullivan
took it, came right back up the middle of the field. Almost caught it with a short running start and really helped the return. It was a long, low kick. Had a lot on it, and he basically outkicked his coverage.
So Gazanowski does everything. That time, punted the ball. All right, let me turn the page here. Ball is at the Tewksbury 35 with 2:30 left to go. And Redman up by a touchdown. Bad snap. Quarterback has to go pick it up on the ground. Running for his life. Throws it, completes it to the 29, 30. Out to the 40-yard line. Oh, what a scramble play. Sullivan picked it off his shoe tops.
It was a great play. He kept his head. Got the ball, looked up the field to see who was out there. Good play by a couple of his receivers to get to the sidelines, find an open spot, and raise the hands to give him a target to throw to. So they turned what could have been a big negative play into a positive.
Absolutely. It's a plus 3 instead of a minus 20.
Man, think about it as a big game at Beverly. How crowded is the back end fence in the end zone to the left near the concession stand? It's always mobbed.
Yeah. Well, it's also close to the restaurants. That's where I have to stand when I go to a game. All right, Tewksbury moving from right to left on the far hash mark. They've got two receivers left, one receiver right. It's a run play for a big yardage out to the 40, 50. And breaking loose with no helmet is Johnson. He's gone. Holy cow. How'd he do that?
I don't think
he was stopped at the 50.
I don't think he can do that. I don't think he can run without a helmet.
Well, there's a big discussion among the officials right now. He was stopped at about the 50. There was a mass of players there.
Where the helmet came off.
And maybe, you let up when you see that, I'm sure. It's a natural thing.
Yeah, I think the ball becomes dead.
Well, we're waiting for some kind of an assessment.
Well, that'll be a highlight film.
Wow. Okay, they're going to spot the ball at the Danvers 45-yard line.
But he did the right thing. He kept running until they blew the whistle.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, it's a
17-yard
gain.
First down, Redman at the 45.
They've got some speed merchants, man. They hit that line of scrimmage, and if they get in one step into the secondary, see you later. Clock moving under 2 minutes. 14-7, Tewksbury, first quarter. Fiancio talking to his backs. Looks over to his right. Twins off to the right, tight on the left. Hand off, run play once again up the middle. Both hands on the ball. Carries tacklers to about the 41. and that is Sean Hurdle, who has a touchdown.
I'll tell you, the center for Tewksbury, Anthony Montiero, he is a big boy. He is getting some good push.
I miss the days when they had the stats on there, your weight, your height.
Yeah.
Don't see that anymore anywhere.
Well, no one wants to give anything away. That's the thing.
Second down, six to go for Tewksbury at the Danvers. 41 ball between the hash marks, midway. I formation stacked up behind Ciancio. Fake to the first runner. Look out, gone. Uh-oh. 24, around the right side, 30. Breaks a tackle to the 42-yard line.
We got a flag back.
That was Abregas once again.
We got a flag back on the 44-yard line. Referee tossed the flag, so I think we're going to have a hole. The hole. Getting to the corner.
A flag on the field back on the line of scrimmage.
But they completely collapsed that right side. Nobody covering him. Had to leave it up to a defensive back to bring down Abregas.
Yeah, that was one, though. You had a hold in the... either the defensive end or the outside linebacker couldn't get out to make a play.
Well, that's the first significant penalty of the game. We'll put the ball back to the Tewksbury 47.
Going to bring up a second down and 17 situation for the Red Knights.
Why does it sound like somebody's yelling right in my ear?
Because somebody is right there. All right, second and 17. Ball fumbled and covered up by Tewksbury at the 45.
So Tewksbury shooting themselves in the foot a little bit here to damage his benefit. Loss of three.
Third down, 20.
Excuse me, I got a tickle in my throat here. Yeah, third and 20, and it was Ciancio, I believe, who recovered it. They're going to let the clock run out. And that will take care of the first quarter with Tewksbury leading Danvers by a score of 14-7. So we will take a break. Be right back with more high school football on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore. A real local news and sports podcast giving you updates from around Essex County. Spotlight feature interviews with area newsmakers. The North Shore Today Post features community updates and local photos and useful links. This is the place to hear and see positive local coverage, making the connections that support the North Shore community.
We return now to the start of the second quarter. I'm Rick Moore, along with Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, Bill Newell, over in Peabody, which is what, a little bit south, a little bit west of here? A few miles?
Yes.
Not very far.
Not far at all.
Revere, our old friend Lou Ciccatelli against another old friend, Mark Betancourt, two legends of the North Shore.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're going to have to get a hold of Coach Ciccatelli coming up on Monday night.
Yes, we will.
He's always entertaining.
Okay, third and 20 for Tewksbury. We reverse field now as the Red Men are going from left to right. Under center, Ciancio wants the pass. Way back, dropping way back, under pressure, throws it toward the middle, and too high for both the receiver and the defender intended for the receiver at the 34-yard line.
Yeah, David linebacker asking the referee, because the referee almost pulled out his flag for another hold, but then he pulled it away. I mean, it was a pretty clear hold, seeing as the offensive lineman had the lineman by the back of the shirt.
So in that 10 yards in that position, and Tewksbury will be forced to punt. Sullivan doing the punting. He'll probably get it away from about the 35-yard line. Yeah, some voices just kind of go right through you.
At least that's
what I'm told. High snap. Sullivan goes way up to get it, gets it away quickly. It's a low punt, but boy, does it get a roll. Hits at the 30 of Danvers, keeps on rolling down to the 22-yard line.
And that punt rolls down to the 22-yard line where the Falcons will take over. 5 and 10.
flag fluttering now a little bit. So there's a little bit of a breeze down in the field. No wind, but...
That's a flutter?
Yeah, it was moving. See? Hey, it's beginning.
I wouldn't necessarily describe that as a flutter. My heart flutters. It doesn't look anything like that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Danvers set their own 22-yard line, down by 7. Boisine in the backfield with twins right, trips to the left, actually. I'll get it out eventually. But it's a handoff to Baker, who's going to go to the right end. He stutter steps, gets it, breaks a tackle, cuts back up field, and gets it across the 30 out to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, nice move. Was angling to the sideline. He got to around the 30, and he just turned back inside, heading to the near hashes, and picked up another 6 yards for himself. Real good run.
Yeah, gets the first down.
You know, kept it, he kept his head up. He kept looking downfield for blockers and for seams, and he found one.
Again, twins to the near side left, and that's it. Tight on the right side. Baker in the backfield with Boisine. Shoulder to shoulder up front for the line. Baker gets the handoff. This time he's going to be tackled for a loss. Back to the 32.
Yeah, good penetration by Coach Perry on that particular play. What do we got? Number 71. Luke Shaw in on that play. Along with a couple of other teammates.
All right, it's back at the 33. So it's now 2nd and 13 for Danvers.
You know, Rick, there's a little girl standing down along the fence, the bottom of the stands, and she's about half as tall as the fence is. And she was just standing in front of the sign that says, please no standing in walkway. Gonna have to have a talk with her about that.
Okay. I was wondering where you're going with that. All right. Twins on the near side left, one receiver out to the right. Boisine fires it over the middle, and it's in and out of the hands of the intended receiver this time, Mike Kasprzak, and almost into the hands of a defender.
Yeah, I think it was number 10.
That was Braden Aylward.
Yeah. Yeah, he tipped it. He was heading upfield. It was right in his hands, and he kind of tipped it forward to himself. He just couldn't run into it.
3rd and 13 for Danvers. 14-7, Tewksbury. Two touchdowns sandwiched around a Boisine to Gazanowski. Beauty. Arbogast and Hurdle for the Redmen. Long huddle back at the 25-yard line for Danvers. They come up to the line of scrimmage. Defensive backs are tight on the receivers, way up close. Baker shifts, goes off tackle. Boisine fires to the right side, nowhere near a receiver, out of bounds.
Yeah, again, a little bit of miscommunication. Receiver went turned inside, and Boisine pitched it outside.
So they'll have to punt. Just checking Boisine's stats now. He's now 4 for 11 for 63 yards. And they get what on that drive? A grand total of 11. Plane sounds a little close.
Well, this
very short punt. That's going to hit reverse roll at the 47-yard line. Then I get a good bounce across the 45 down to the 43 of Tewksbury.
Well, you have to realize, Rick, this is the approach area for
yes.
The Beverly Airport.
When the stadium was over there off to our right years ago, we could see the B-17 when it used to visit. The B-17 would fly right over the stadium. You could look right into the Bombay, into the cockpit. It was beautiful. All right, Tewksbury now will start at their own 42-yard line.
I hate to bring up a more than thought, but that plane, that B-17
right.
That used to come,
it's gone.
It crashed, yeah.
Yeah, it's gone. It is no more.
Nope. Thing is a beauty.
Very recognizable sound with those D3 engines. Slot off to the right, one wide receiver to the right. It'll be a run play up the middle. Boom. Jarring tackle at the line of scrimmage.
Good play. I want to see who made that initial hit because the defender, there he is, number 51, was basically on his back. He had gotten knocked down, challenging the offensive lineman, and reached up and made the tackle. So great play by 51 for Danvers. Keith Burke.
Second and 10, no gain. Kevin Burke. Wasn't he a district attorney? Kevin Burke at one time?
He was. Kevin Burke was. I don't know if he was this young man.
Oh, all right. Okay, pass play. Seance. Oh!
It's
by Gambers at the 49 and brought back to the 30-yard line. It's Zaris with the interception.
Intercepted by number 87. It's Zaris.
Very unwise throw. He was trying to throw it down the sideline. He had a receiver about 10 yards behind Zaris. And Zaris just slid into that, into the trajectory of the pass all by himself and managed to take it about 15, 16 yards after the interception.
He's a tight end on offense. And it was right into his red basket.
Yeah.
It was like it was thrown to him on purpose. It wasn't, but that was an analogy.
Wow. He's coming up with all the big words tonight.
It's weird. All of them? Yeah, okay. All right, so.
First night back. Don't use them all.
Really. Falcons with the first turnover now. Boyzine is going to be under pressure, and he's going to go down and sack back at the 35, 36-yard line.
Boyzine sacked.
Blake Ryder in on that takedown. He was trying to slide up.
It's a loss of six.
He had the offensive line, but just couldn't get away from the rush. Yeah, where I live in Beverly, Rick, we're just to the east of the flight path to land. In fact, I even go over to the back of the industrial park.
I can't believe how many people are here. Look, there's more people now down near the snack bar. And the stands are full.
Yeah.
You know, this side, there's only seating on one side.
First night, great night.
Second and 16 for Danvers, trailing by 7. Great opportunity here. They don't want to squander it after the interception. Zane looks to the right, runs to the left. Going to be hit, breaks a tackle, gets to the line of scrimmage, and maybe a yard or two more to the 35.
Yeah, he's Tuxby is really, they're bringing the heat, and he's not getting any time to set up. But the receivers are going to have to start breaking off their routes a little bit quicker to give him a chance to dump the ball and let them go one-on-one with the defenders.
So it is third down and 16, and they've gone backwards on this drive.
Third and 14.
And make note, we do play 12-minute quarters now. All right, so this is a big one. Third and 14 for Danvers. They are at the Tewksbury 35-yard line on the near hash mark. They're moving from right to left. High snap. Boyzine, again, under pressure, has to just get rid of it. Throws it to the sideline. He's got no time at all. They blitzed that time again.
Fourth and 14.
Blake Ryder was one of them from strong safety. I can't see the number of the other guy, but... Well, it might have been, it's Royce Bacay up front. So it's fourth down.
Timeout, Danvers.
And Danvers will take the first time out of the game.
Yeah, Coach Elwood picked the perfect series to dial up the defensive pressure. Peabody is just getting ready to kick off where Dr. Newell is.
Representatives from the PME, the Parents of Music Education.
Wow, what a night for football. High school football at its best. Incredible crowd here. This is like a Thanksgiving Day crowd. So we got nobody listening. We can make things up, I guess.
We can go home.
Make sure that you find a representative.
7 minutes even left to go in the second quarter.
Well, if you missed any of the game because you were chatting with your neighbors, you can always come back and replay the game.
Well, they're going to go for the first down, needless to say, at the 35. But they got a big chunk of yardage they got to pick up. Fourth and 14 for Danvers. Boyzine about 4 yards off the line of scrimmage in a shotgun. He has to run for his life again and throw it away. Oh, no, it's complete. Not going to be a first down, but it was to the 25-yard line. I thought he was throwing it away, and there was a receiver there.
4-5 on the field. Pass was complete. Pass for Zach.
Pass for Zach was there, and he did catch it. not nearly enough for the first down, but penalties all over the place here. Against Danvers, decline.
Yeah, a couple of holes there trying to protect the quarterback as they try to get outside.
And it was a completed pass for no gain.
The Falcons, the Red Men, have chosen to decline that penalty and take over first and 10.
So, opportunity by the boards on that one. After the interception by Zara, 6:51 left to go in the half. Still 14-7, Tewksbury. Where are they going to put the ball down?
On the ground.
At the 26, so they picked up a little more yardage than I knew. Picked up about 9. But that wasn't enough. They needed 14. All right. Pro set in the backfield. Don't see that very often. And quick play, run play, nothing. Good deed that time by Danvers, as it was a keeper by Ciancio.
Yeah, lost a yard.
Lost a yard. Second down, 11.
All right, second and 11.
Tewksbury's had success both when the short swing pass with the sprint to the outside. So they can keep the Danvers defense guessing as to just what it is they want to do. Get Johnson in the backfield.
All right, and it's a direct snap to Ciancio on a reverse. Handoff around the corner comes the running back and out of bounds, and that is Sean Hurdle.
Hurdle on the carry.
And he gets it to the 33, it looks like.
See if they give him. Yep, 33.
Ooh, about 6 yards maybe. 33, yep, to the 33.
So they're the third and three on the 33.
Third and three, third and four, whatever, okay. All right, so it's at the 33 near hash mark, and clock running, 5:11 left to go, first half. This time Ciancio is back in the shotgun with a man in motion. It's Sullivan. Ciancio, plenty of time. Over the middle, complete, or was it dropped?
No. It bounced against his chest, and he managed to pull it back in for
right.
The first down.
Barely at the first down marker, but it is a first down.
Yeah, again, he just slid into an opening between the linebackers and just made himself available. And Ciancio hit him.
Didn't get the number. Might have been Sullivan.
For Redman, first down. First and 10.
It is
out
to the 39. Another 6 yard gain.
Now, here, if you're Tewksbury, you want to march this down the field. You want to eat up the clock. Don't give Davis anything left towards the end of the first half.
This is almost a lateral. I think it is a lateral, to tell you the truth. And it was dropped, and he realized that the runner did hurdle, and it bounced right back into his hands.
Well, good play by the Davis defenders.
That's a long play.
Gasanowski.
8 yards.
Get another couple of numbers here. Double.
Second to 18.
To jump on the running back after he dropped the ball just to make sure.
Well, it was an over the head pass. You know, it looked like a forward pass, but I don't think it was even got to the line of scrimmage. To the lateral.
Right.
It was a lateral. They threw it behind him, and it bounced. And Danvers very aware on that one. Loss of about 4 yards back to the 35. I don't understand this.
Timeout on the field.
Timeout,
Tewksbury. What? We got a timeout here. What's that? 3:37. The line of scrimmage was the 39. And the ball is back. Oh, it's at the 30. Ooh. Okay. So it's a 9 yard loss. There we go. That's why it's second and 18 to go or 19 to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a chance, head on over to the DHS football boosters tent. They're raffling off the Tom Brady jersey.
Don't forget to check the website out for all the scores we can throw at you this evening and tomorrow. And Bill Newell will have some updates from Peabody in the wild.
And as you speak, he is sending.
All right.
Correct me. I've been wrong many times.
7-0 Peabody.
Program.
with 4:31 left in the first quarter.
Peabody jumps out on top of one beer.
October 29th, the Boosters will be hosting a comedy night at Breakaway.
We'll have a halftime show coming up with Bill Newell. Give us a chance to try to compile some stats.
Where's the calendar for that event?
Tim Kearns will be down on the field in the fourth quarter, hoping to get interviews with post-game interviews.
I brought my pads and helmet, so I'm going to get right in the thick of the action. Right? The last gasp of the dying man.
Second and 18, we're back at the line of scrimmage. Ciancio, plenty of time, lets it go. Fluttering pass, downfield, almost caught. Terrific coverage and almost caught running backwards, trying to get back to the ball, was the receiver Kenny Guyon.
Yeah, and Tyler McCullough for the Davis. Great play. He was step-for-step with the receiver. And at the last second, as the receiver reached out for the ball, he stuck his right hand in and deflected the pass.
I don't think Coach Aylward's happy with that non-call, but...
That was a good non-call. He didn't interfere with him. He put the hand in there at the last second.
They both went up for the ball at the same time.
Well, defender wasn't looking back for the ball. I think that's what he's questioning. But he didn't get in the kid's face. He didn't hit him.
Third down and 18 for Tewksbury. Big defensive play here for the Falcons with Tewksbury back in their own real estate. And the ball is stopped on a run play at the 32. See if you get the number, Coach, of the runner.
33 was one of them, or the runner?
Yeah, you do the defense. That was Hurdle. I'm sorry, Johnson, the little guy. You stay with the D, I'll stay with the offense.
33 and 44 on that particular stop at Danvers.
Johnson was the runner, gets it to the 33.
Dabul and Little on that particular stop. That was a big stop because he was getting ahead of steam.
Well, it is. That's going to force Tewksbury to punt from about their 22-yard line. Sullivan back to punt the ball. Gazanowski, the lone safety, back at his own 32-yard line to receive it. 2:51 left to go in the half. Oh, my goodness. We won't mention who did that, but there's an illegal procedure call.
It looks like Canadian football.
Against Tewksbury. Poor kid is embarrassed.
Oops.
He can't hide.
Oops.
Oh, my. He just took off downfield long before the ball was snapped.
I've never seen punt coverage like that where you send a man from one side of the field to the other and try to time it so when the ball is snapped, he takes off up.
He's already run about 45 yards laterally. All right, so we'll do it again. And they do it again. They got another guy doing it. Same thing.
No, same guy.
And there's a line drive punt. It hits at the Danvers 46 and stays there.
You know, if he had thrown that ball, the kid was wide open.
Yeah, well, surprise.
Danvers will start first and 10 from their own 45-yard line.
So Danvers in good field position with 2:12 left in the first half. Still time to make something happen, tie this score up.
Well, each team that scored, when they've scored, they've been quick plays. They've been quick scores. There's been no long-sustained drive by either team.
Bang, bang plays, as we like to say.
Falcons will start at their own 35 with 2:12 left to go in the half. Trailing by 7. Receivers to the left, two of them, one to the right. Up back and a man in the backfield. And it's a handoff. And just brute strength by the runner to escape being tackled way back in the backfield. Who's the last man up? It is Baker. That was a tough play. But he got positive yardage out of that. He was hit almost before he got the handoff.
Yeah, and I think he ran 6-7 yards with people draped all over him. So it was a gain of 3.
Second and 7. Clock moving. Inside, minute and a half. Boy, Zena's going to run with it. To the right. Trying to cut it outside. Can't do it. Gets to the 50.
Boy, Zena on the keeper.
Yeah, went a long way to get 2 yards. He was looking to cut back against the grain in the flow of the defense, but there was just layered defense there by Tewksbury, and he had no chance to cut in.
Well, they're going to put it at the Tewksbury 49. about a three-yard gain. 56 seconds left to go, clock moving. This time the ball's on the far hash mark. So you got Twins on this side. One receiver off to the right side. Moisine gets a good snap, looks to the right. Now he's going to run with it, and he's going to launch it and hope for the best. There's a man open, it's Zarris! He can't get it. He was underthrown. Zarris was wide open, way downfield. Moisine was falling down backwards and launched it, trying to hit Zarris, and he couldn't quite make connection.
Yeah, if he was able to set his feet, he'd have been able to hit him on the run. But
so
Zarris tried to come back, but he couldn't come back fast enough and far enough to pick that pass off.
That was also allowing the receiver, the defender's time. Oh, he got a penalty. Big one.
Ooh.
Personal foul.
Roughing the passer.
Whoa, baby. Well, that changes everything.
Penalty, first and 10 damage
wow.
On the 34.
So now the ball is at the Tewksbury 34-yard line with the big 15-yarder. 40 seconds left to go, so Danvers has plenty of time, really. But they go for big chunks at a time here. Moisine gets it. Looks to the right. In a crowd. Could be intercepted. Almost and out of bounds. Sullivan almost had that one.
Yeah, off the fingertips. He had a jump for it, but luckily went out of bounds behind him.
Out of bounds, incomplete.
34 seconds.
If he could lead his receivers a little bit more.
Yeah, but he's under so much pressure. It ain't easy.
Yeah. Just sit and throw it and hopefully the kids will go get it.
It's like a tsunami coming after him every play.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he can see past that.
Yeah, this second quarter, he's faced the wrath of Khan, so to speak. Well, I say that because it's been on like every single day
of
last month.
Which version?
Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, okay.
That's where he sells...
Not Cumberbatch, not Benedict Cumberbatch, eh?
No, it's where he sells Cordobas.
Oh, yeah. I spit at thee.
With the rich Corinthian leather.
All right. Second and 10. That's not important. The time is 34. Run play designed for Voisin goes to the outside and out of bounds at 32 or so.
Great coverage by the linebacker. Shot over, knocked him out of bounds after the short gain.
We are right at the 32.
Third down and 8.
Third down for Danvers. 29 seconds left to go as the Danvers Falcon band has massed on the far side. They always put on a great show. Again, far hash mark. Right to left. Falcons are moving with the 3rd and 8. Moisine looks over the middle, shoots it over the middle. It's caught by Gazanowski at the 10. 5. Moisine to Gazanowski, 32 yards.
Wow, he brought it in, extended, cutting across the middle of the field. Turned it up. Two guys tried to tackle him up high. He just spun away from that and danced into the end zone. 14-13 now with 20 seconds left. Danvers about to try to tie this up. Well, you were saying Danvers was taking it in big chunks, Rick, and they took it all there.
Second connection between Moisine and Gazanowski of big yards. And point after attempt is good. And this game is tied. With 20 seconds left to go.
With just 20 seconds left in the first half, we have a tie score, 15-14.
So, for Danvers, that is 6 plays and 65 yards. And once again, it's that Voisin to Gazanowski connection. First time it was 46 yards, this time it covers 32 yards. And 20 seconds left. So, second time they have hooked up. Again, the Tewksbury touchdowns from Arbogast and Hurdle. Let's see if there's any more excitement here at the end of the half. Hunter Johnson and Alex Arbogast will deploy back deep to receive the ball. Falcons kicking off from right to left. And it's a short kick that's going to be fielded right at the 34-yard line, covered up as...
Covered up.
It was Hunter Johnson kicking it off, and they didn't want to return on that, and Tewksbury couldn't give him one. Two seconds off the clock on that one.
They will start on their own 35, first and 10.
Seconds left. Ball at the Tewksbury 35. Down back, two down backs. Ball is fumbled. Picked up again. Ciancio throws it, but there's no... receivers downfield.
That should be a flag. 75 was the nearest receiver. He's right. A lineman.
He was 20 yards downfield.
Incomplete. Line on the field.
Yeah, ineligible receiver. Pretty clear on that.
Now, how does the side judge, who's standing right there where 75 was standing, not know to throw that flag?
Don't know. I mean, that was a run play all the way, and the ball bounced, picked up by Ciancio, and he just unloaded it as he was under pressure.
You got to know the rules.
11 seconds left. Game all knotted up at 14. Sullivan split to the right. That's it. Down backfield. Two setbacks. Hand off to the right back. He's going to cut it outside to the 35, 40, and pushed out of bounds at the 45-yard line. That's Sean Merle.
At the 45. A 15-yard gain and enough for Redmond first down with 4 seconds left in the first half.
4 seconds left. Did I say Sean Hurdle? That was a mistake. Yeah, no, it was Sean Hurdle. My bad. I'm all confused here.
St. John's Prep scored 28 unanswered points in leadings in Marshfield, 28-8.
Oh, bunga. Here's another run play. Looks like it's Hurdle covering it up. Both hands on the ball. Breaks loose. 40 and driven out of bounds at the Danvers 30. That should end the half.
And that is the end of the first half. The score, Tewksbury 14, Danvers 14.
All right, so that's it. We'll take a quick break. Come back with a quick scoring wrap up, and then we'll go to our halftime show with Bill Noel. It is tied at 14 here at Dr. Deering Stadium in Danvers.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO NewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore with great local sports coverage. Live play-by-play football, Monday night sports night show, the game night football show, feature spotlight interviews with coaches and players, the Salem News Sports Writers Podcast, and joining us this fall, Nick and Nick in the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. The place to hear and see positive local coverage, making connections that support the North Shore.
Game is tied at the half, 14-14, and I'm just looking, Coach. I don't think either any team has had more than six plays on a drive. Six. That's it. Nobody's had more than six plays in any drive. Well, so there's been nothing sustained in this one. All quick hitters.
Yeah. You know, after the first exchanges of possession, they both went to town. Took spree with that. That long burst at the middle, and then Dan's with the long pass on I think it was the second play of the series. So they weren't wasting any time attacking each other.
I'm sorry.
And then they sort of bogged down in the middle of the field, and in the last 5 minutes we saw another touchdown by each team.
Alex Abregas scored at 7:47 of the first quarter, 79 yards, one play, 79 yards, goodbye. It was tied a couple of minutes later at 4:58 on the Voisin to Gazanowski first touchdown pass that covered 46 yards. That's five plays and 57 yards. 7-7, as we said, with just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. But it was Danvers, check it, Tewksbury coming right back as Sean Hurdle plunged from 2 yards out, finishing off a three-play, 36-yard touchdown drive. 3:50 left to go first quarter, and Tewksbury led 14-7. And they led all the way in the second quarter until 20 seconds remaining in the half when Voisin and Gazanowski connected again, this time for 32 yards. And that was a six-play, 65-yard touchdown drive. So that's where we are, 14-all at the end of the half with the Danvers High School band on the field. We will take a break and come back with Bill Newell's halftime show. We are at Dr. Deering Stadium, 14-14, Tewksbury and Danvers.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacey, Executive Sports Editor at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore. There are two games on the North Shore tomorrow afternoon. Gloucester playing at Hamilton Wenham. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. And the other game will find Norton playing at Bishop Fenwick. That also a 1 o'clock kickoff. Earlier this week, we got a chance to talk with Bishop Fenwick head football coach Dave Woods.
Sure. So we had two scrimmages last Saturday. We went to Stoneham, and then last night we hosted Danvers. So Saturday, the scrimmage at Stoneham was great. First, they were a double wing team, very physical up front. So it was a great test for us, and we played great. Both sides of the ball, we did a real nice job. Again, the double wing was a tough offense to prepare for, so we didn't really scheme game plan for it. So to just kind of go out and try to stop the double wing is tough, but we did a great job. And then last night, we hosted Danvers, same thing. You know, we didn't really game plan or scheme for them specifically. But what was nice, our kids were able to adapt, and we ran two or three plays that we've never run and never practiced, and they ran them very well. So it was good that they were able to understand some concepts and be able to adapt on the fly like that in the middle of a game.
Wow, never practiced, never run. I mean, people are going to be afraid of you now this year, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I'd say Bryce Lehman, it's nice. Bryce is playing quarterback, and he's had a great camp, and he really understands defenses and what defenses are trying to do, and he understands what we're trying to do on offense. So it's a luxury, no question, having him back there. It's good.
Tell us some other strengths on your team. Let's start with offense and then flip over to the other side of the ball.
Sure. I think our skilled kids are definitely our strength. We got a lot of kids that can multi-talented, you know, kids that can play running back, kids that can be a fullback, they can be a split end, wide receiver, tight end. So we have a lot of kids that have multiple talents. So we're kind of moving a lot of guys around. And again, it's been very pleasant surprise that they've picked up everything. So we put a guy at the slot, run a play, and then we put him at tailback, run the same play, put him at split end, run the play, and these kids have picked it up very well. They've done a great job. They came into the season in great shape, and we've been able to expand the offense a lot early because they've picked it up so well.
Gotcha. What about on defense, Coach Woods? Who is starring there, if you will, or who would you highlight?
Yeah, I would say our linebackers are definitely the strength of our defense. A lot of them played last year, got a lot of experience last year. Actually, all of them did. And then so they've done a great job in the first couple of scrimmages, and they're very aware of when they do things right and when they do things wrong. You know, Coach, I didn't read my key on that play. I should have done this. So they're an experienced group, and again, talented kids that can play inside, kids that can play outside, they can stop the run, they can cover the pass. So they're a fun group of kids to coach, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And any changes at all on your coaching staff from last year to this year?
We had a couple of coaches that couldn't come back this year. Gino couldn't come back, and Nick Bonner and his father, Steve Bonner, weren't able to come back just because of their work responsibilities. But we had a couple of former players also. Chris Wilson and Andrew Wilson have been great additions. They played for us just a couple of years ago. So having them has really been a lot of fun.
All right, so let me ask you. So it's Norton in your opener, which is a home opener, Saturday afternoon. What can you tell me about this Norton team and what to expect in the game?
Yeah, they're an outstanding team. I mean, I want to say, I believe they lost to North Reading in the playoffs last year, and I think they went 9-2 last year. And obviously, North Reading was a great team. North Reading went to the Super Bowl and played. Swamps got in the Super Bowl. Their head coach, Jim Arts. Jim is a great guy. He coached at Stonehill for a while, and he was actually when Nick Bonner played at Stonehill, Jim was the coach there. So Jim does a great job running a football program, and they are a talented team. They got a lot of linemen back from last year. Their running back is back, so it's going to be a very big challenge for us opening day.
What about contrast of styles between the two teams? What would that look like?
So we haven't really broken down a lot of film yet on Norton, and we don't know much about them. They are a spread team, but I think they're more of a power run spread team. We're probably more of a quick, get the ball out quick and get it out and, you know, get our athletes out in space. But we'll find out once we break down some more film today and tomorrow. But I think that would probably be the difference. Again, they got some experience up front, some big, strong kids, and their running backs are real hard, physical, downhill runner, so they're probably going to be more of a power run type team.
Gotcha. Coach, anything else you want to share with us about the 2022 edition of the Fenwick Crusaders?
No, we're just excited. Everybody, you know, we've had a great camp, and the kids have been phenomenal, so we're really excited to get going.
Dave Woods, head football coach at Bishop Fenwick. This is MSONewsSports.com.
Well, we ain't over it yet. Not a lot of stats to talk about, but before we do that, why don't we check the scores with Tim?
Well, I've just got a handful of scores coming across the Twitter feed and the emails from Bill Newell.
The tweet feed, is that Parisian? The tweet to feed?
Go have a sandwich.
I got to move down a little bit.
Marblehead is
I'm still within your arm length.
You
man.
Are. you know the saying.
That's not
if
good.
If you run, I can't catch you, uh-huh. But if you're within arm's reach.
Mm-hmm.
Marblehead's beating Carlisle at the moment, 19-0. The Prepper is leading Marshfield 28-8, scoring 28 consecutive points. And Peabody is leading 14-0 over Lou Ticatelli's Revere Patriots at the moment. As we get updates, we'll let you know what's happening.
Okay, one interesting statistic, Tim. The leading rusher in this ball game has carried the ball once, and that's Alex Arbogast for 79 yards. Nobody else even come close.
If you run far enough the first time,
I suppose.
Take the rest of the night off.
I suppose. Total yards for Danvers, 151. Total yards for Tewksbury at this point, 135. And Voisina, 6 for 14 for 104 yards passing for the Falcons. Two touchdowns. On the other side, Ciancio is 2 out of 5 for 38 yards and one interception. So the defense is, it's funny, that indicates it's a defensive game, but these quick strikes. And again, the other thing to note, neither team has had a drive of more than 6 plays.
Yeah, you look back on it and you're thinking, okay, the defenses are playing really well. They're not giving up big, big chunks, not continuous chunks of yardage. But then, you know, we got two long pass plays for Davis resulting in touchdowns. We've got the big 79-yard run for Tewksbury for a touchdown, and that was on the second play of their second drive. It's like, okay, you know, it's like you're waiting for a big play to happen. You know, but the defense are playing well, they're reacting well, they're covering well, and you know, it's the game we expected. I think both coaches would be pleased at halftime, telling the kids just keep doing what you're doing, and because it's going to be not a trick play, but it's going to be one of those plays where, again, it's going to be a long bomb. It's going to be a run where you get a great individual effort and maybe a comeback block that springs somebody that's going to produce probably the winning score.
There have been a couple of significant penalties, but not really a sloppy game.
No, it really hasn't. No, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are drawing that 50-50 raffle today right now.
And that talks to the quality of both coaching staffs, both teams.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight there are two different color tickets, red and blue.
That they've been showing.
Ready to go.
Okay, yeah. There's not a lot of movement on the line. Like there was one motion penalty, but that was but the motion penalty was when a receiver came out of the backfield and he took one step upfield before the ball was snapped. That's the only there've been no movement along the line. The lines have been so disciplined on both sides. There's been no offsides. There's been no illegal procedures against either offensive line. So you know, you have to compliment the kids. You have to compliment the coaching staff
that
on game one, day one, they're playing to this level.
977.
Yeah, agreed.
5-3.
Good first half, good first game so far. And our next week's game, I'm pretty sure we're going to be right back here at Dr. Deering when Haverhill will come down. This will be a Thursday game. So the next broadcast game should be on Thursday at 6 p.m., I believe. I think it's a 6 o'clock start. Meanwhile, Tewksbury will be traveling to Lowell. And the Merrimack Valley Conference is brutal, but they will be going up to Lowell, so the Redmen take their first two games on the road.
I'm trying to see. Oh, Davis is a Thursday night game next week.
I just said that.
Okay.
Hello.
I missed it. I totally missed you. I was so busy looking, trying to find them.
My wife hates that when I do it. Yeah, I do it all the time. Yeah, it'd be Thursday, and I think, does it say 6 o'clock there?
It says 6:30.
Oh, 6:30, okay.
So,
all right, that'll be our game of the week.
I have a bit of a scouting report for Haverhill because Beverly is playing Haverhill tomorrow.
Oh, you won that game? Are you going to that game?
No.
Then
I may, well.
Oh, Panther Preview?
Panther Preview.
I got you. Panther Preview every week here on MSO News Sports. Plus, we've got the Nick and Nick Sports Desk sports shows that have migrated from the old North Shore 104.9 to us now. Nick Kukru and Dominic DeCastro, two shows every week here on MSO, and they do a fantastic job. We usually drop those shows around 1 o'clock on Friday, but they could be coming earlier, so make sure you check out the website for that. They do a terrific job covering all sports, both the Merrimack Valley and the Northeastern Conference.
All right, it's always
877-85-38.
How is it Nick and Nick when it's Nick and Dom?
Dom and Nick.
Oh, my God.
Both former students of mine, of course.
Of course.
All right, we are ready to start the second half, and the Falcons will be receiving the ball. They'll be moving from right to left. Zuris is on the far side. Gasanowski, who has been outstanding once again tonight, on the near side. And it's a short kick. They don't want to kick it to Gasanowski. The Danvers players are telling the up back, go down, go down.
Yeah, number 40, he wanted to make something
Baker,
out of that.
Yeah. He's got it at the 40-yard line. So there we go. All right, let me get my pen back here and make sure I get the right ink this time. I screwed up a couple of names. I apologize for that in the first half. All right. 14-14, Danvers starting off from their own 40-yard line. Again, they've the worst field position they've had to start a drive, I think, has been the 41, with maybe one exception. All right, Voisin's still the quarterback. He's going to run to his right. Run play, design. Gets it to the 40. Cuts it upfield to the 45. And stuck just over the 45.
Yeah, a nice leg tackle by number 30. John Hurdle came up from behind, grabbed Voisin's foot, took him down.
Got to give him 6 yards because it's over the 45. Second and four, far hash mark. Up front, it's Aiden Perry at center. Noah Wade, Colin Mogaga are the guards. Adam Gosofsky and Kevin Burke are the tackles for the Danvers Falcons. They've got Gasperzak and Zaris as receivers, along with Gazanowski, Joe Baker in the backfield with Travis Voisin. First game jitters. Voisin is the quarterback in the shotgun. He's got Twins to the left, which is the near side. One receiver off to the right. Baker's in the backfield with him. This was a quick hitter over the middle. Oh, and Gazanowski at the 41-yard line of Tewksbury right into his hands. He was open briefly.
Yeah, that was a bullet by Voisin.
Voisin in the first half, as we said, 6 out of 14 for 104 yards and 2 touchdowns. No interceptions. So it's 3rd and 4. Dawkins again with great field position. And third play of this drive.
Yeah, they haven't made a concerted effort to establish the running game tonight.
Ouch. Jeepers. All right, so third down and 4. Clock stopped after the incomplete pass. Tight end on the left side. Voisin runs to the right, trying to get across. He does. He makes it across the 50 and more, and before he goes out of bounds, gets the first down inside Tewksbury real estate.
Yeah,
at the 44.
Nice tiptoeing down the far sideline.
So you were talking about establishing the running game?
Yeah, well, you got to push it. You know, play after play after play, get the other team, you know, thinking that way, try to pinch in, and then he can loft the ball over the top.
First down at the Tewksbury 45. 14 all. Most excellent game so far. Each team under 155 yards of total offense in the first half. So same setup. Twins to the left. One receiver off to the right. Voisin has Baker in the backfield. Gives him the ball. He's smothered for a loss of about 5.
Yeah, that was snuffed out right away.
Back to the 50. Second and 15.
That's a loss of 4.
Okay, they put it down to 49.
Second down and 14.
Tewksbury is really quick to the outside, off the tackles. You know, maybe if we try going inside of the tackles, and a couple of trap plays. And
these guys, I hate being on these group texts. My phone here keeps buzzing, and it's our colleagues talking to each other, but we're in that group text. So my wrist keeps buzzing. Second and 14.
That's why I don't have one of those. I have enough things buzzing around.
Well, here we go. Pass play all the way downfield. Long, high, deep, nobody there. Thrown to an empty area. Nearest Falcon to it was Zaris, but he was at least 15 yards away from the ball.
We do have a flag on the field over near the 30-yard line.
All right, you heard that.
No, that could be a hold.
Pass
in defense, but normally a hold it.
Watch that. That's a piece of trash that's on the field.
Okay. Never mind. Oh, never mind. Suzanne, that was... What was her name?
Lily Tomlin.
No. Roseanne Adana. It was... I can see her face. Anyway.
I know.
We get off base. Third and 14. Ball at the Tewksbury 49. Voisin wants to pass again. Lets it go. Long, high, and deep. Gazanowski may get to it. He can't quite catch it. Just overthrown at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, he got extended fingertip onto it, but couldn't control it enough to bring it in. Oh, Davis is going to live and die by the...
Gilda Radner.
Yes.
Roseanne? That was condominium. Never mind. Well, now it's 4th and 14. Will Danvers punt? I expect they will.
Yeah, at the 50-yard line, you got to kick it back.
Yeah, and 14, long way to go. So that possession was 6 plays again. 6 is the magic number tonight, apparently. Good snap. Good high punt way up in the air. Tewksbury's going to let it roll, and it's downed at the 22-yard line.
And it will be Redman ball.
Sullivan was the lone safety back there to receive the ball, but it was nowhere. I mean, he ran away from it. It was so high because they were oncoming Falcons. Well, now it is Tewksbury's turn in the second half with 9:05 left to go in the third quarter. at the 23. Right? Yeah, at their own 23.
Peabody just before the half is now up 21-0 on Revere.
Under center this time is Ciancio. It's a handoff on a run play that's wrapped up at the 20 for a loss. Good defensive play by the Falcons.
Here you go, guys. Richie Bongiano making that play from a defensive end position.
All right, back to the 21. 2 yard loss. Second and 12. Tremendous crowd here tonight on a beautiful, beautiful late summer evening before the official astronomical autumn sets in on the 21st. Tremendous crowd. It's like, I said it before, it's like Thanksgiving. All kinds of people near the snack bar fence. Tons of people in front of us, on the side of us, and everywhere else. Second and 12. It's flea flicker. And Ciancio is under tremendous pressure. He's going to launch a short. Intercepted by Danvers. 28. Oh, wow.
Oh, I saw number 13, Blake Ryder, drifting along the sideline right down in front of us. And I thought he was going to be the dump off me.
Vogel intercepted it. Vogel turned around right at the exact moment he should have. And he was able to falling backwards, he was able to corral it.
He just happened to come back into the area where the ball was thrown, because I thought from my vantage point here that that pass was going to be completed. So Davis is making, giving itself some advantages.
Second turnover, second interception for Danvers. Ball at the 27 of Tewksbury. Falcons have had nothing but good field position all night long. But again, no sustained drive more than six plays by either team. That's kind of weird. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Boisin motioning the far receiver to come in closer to the line, toward the line of scrimmage. Good snap, no time, throws it away.
Number 3, Hunter Johnson for Tewksbury. Great pressure off the right edge.
6 for 17 for Boisin. Second and 10.
I think that's Ryan Fleming, who's getting that pressure from his cornerback position
for the Tewksbury Redmen. Beautiful field, Dr. Deering Stadium. It's just fantastic venue. Grounds look tremendous. Not a lot of green, of course. All right, second and 10, Danvers. Same formation this time. The trips are to the left, which is the near side of the field. Ball in the near hash mark. Danvers moving from right to left. High snap, quick pitch outside, complete. Short gain to the... Well, I don't even know if it is a gain. It's
Ryan Fleming again on that stuff at Tewksbury, coming up quick, wrapping up.
Medivere was the reception. It's at the 27, so no gain. New gain, so it is 3rd and 10. They flip-flop the receivers off to the far side this time. Six men up on the line of scrimmage. They're going to blitz. Here they come. This time, Boisin's got time. And it's incomplete. Looked like it was intended above the 11-yard line for Mike Casper, for Zach. So it's 4th down. Once again.
Fourth down, 10.
7:07 left to go. Third quarter, 14 all. Tewksbury and Danvers, first game of the season. 12-minute quarters now in high school football. Both schools in Division II. Long time in the huddle here as Boisin was way across the field getting the play on the far sideline with the ball in the near hash mark. All right. Did they have any magic on this one? 4th and 10. Moisin throws it to the right, almost intercepted, incomplete at the goal line. And we got an injured player.
You're trying to turn around and get your ball.
Tewksbury player sideline motion to the Danvers sideline. Come over here quickly. Might be a cramp, maybe.
We got an official timeout for an injury here. 6:59 left in the third quarter.
Danvers player still down in the end zone. And I think we'll have to take a break. I think this is going to take a little time. So we will take a break. Ball will be turned over on the incompletion. Four downs and out that time by the Falcons. And he almost got up. And then he fell back down again. And now he's up. And I don't know what the number is. It looks like it's Zaris, 87.
Yep.
Yeah. So he's being helped off the field, and Tewksbury takes over first and 10 at their own 27. So the interception goes for naught, doesn't hurt Tewksbury, doesn't help Danvers. Just under 7 minutes left to go, third quarter. The game marches on. Tewksbury at their own 27. So Stancio, it's a handoff run play to Thompson, and he's going to squirt it out to the far side, cut it upfield to about the 41-yard line.
Yeah, he tried to cut out again to the far sideline, but Davis' defense rose the occasion. Number six, looks like.
And correction on the runner, it's Hunter Johnson who gets it to the 40.
I think it was Ozine making that particular stop.
5 yard gain. Second and five, they push it over on the far hash mark. Hunter Johnson, Sean Hurdle, split backfield, strong right, wing off to the right. Another run play, sweep to the right. And it's Abergast who gets it to about the 35.
Good clogging there by the Davis defense. Jackson Vogel was there, 51. Kevin Burke.
That may be his third carry, but he, again, is the leading rusher in the game. I've got him.
Rick, do you realize that the majority of the game has been played right in front of us in the window between the 30s?
That's the way it should be, shouldn't it? That makes it easy for us. We can see most of the numbers, most of the time. But Abergast with 82 yards rushing, he's the leading ground gainer in the ballgame. Third and two, though, for Tewksbury. They're at the 35. Now, Ciancio is under center, and he's going to hand it off to the tailback, who is going to get the first down and more breaking tackles. 40-45, breaks another tackle out to the 50. That's Hunter Johnson. First down at the 50.
Well, he just refused to be brought down. He's not a big of stature, but he kept those legs driving and just pulled himself out of tackles.
I have to check his stats. We'll do this after the game as a Tewksbury player now is limping off the field. That's Luke Shaw, the junior tackle. We'll check. We'll get these stats up after the game, but that's an 18-yard gain for Johnson. Wasn't he the guy who ran for 100 yards there without his helmet?
Yeah. Again, memorable highlight from the first game of the season.
Wow.
Came out of the pile without a helmet and kept on going.
Tewksbury, though, on the drive. They've got it first and 10 at the 50. This will be the fourth play of the drive. Let's see if they break the pattern here. This time, Ciancio is under center with a tailback. Pitch. Ball loose. Right into the arms of Denver.
Yeah, he got punched from behind. I think it was Jason Vogel swept from behind, knocked the ball out of the running back's hit
right into the arms of Vogel.
Davis has been most fortunate tonight because all the Tewksbury turnovers have come right into their hands.
I'm sorry, the correction is Aiden Smith with the recovery. Yeah, went right to him.
Right to him.
So, that's a 23-yard possession for Knott.
And that stops the drive within sixth place.
Yep. It does. It does. Well, another opportunity for Danvers, starting at their own 47 on the turnover. This is a completed pass inside Tewksbury Real Estate.
Yeah, that is just the way they started the game, Rick. Same, exact same pass to number 11.
Second and five.
To Casper Zach. Just a quick five yards,
yep,
sit down in the hole. Now, if you can hit several of those in a row, get them thinking, get them checking up, then you can do a pump fake and just loft it over the top. And we'll see what happens. All right, that's play number one.
Second and five at the 48 of Tewksbury. Back in the shotgun, run play for Voisin, who's going to keep it. Sweeps the right end, gets the first down. And a couple more yards before he's driven out of bounds at about the 43. But there is a penalty. Where's the white hat? There he is. Holding Danvers. Bring it back.
Number seven for Haverhill dinged himself a little bit. Mike Sullivan, because he took out Vozina on that far sideline. He came out the worst of it. He's hopping. Okay, he's getting. Oh, I cramped up. Okay.
All right, so it goes all the way back to the Danvers 42-yard line.
And Sullivan has got a really bad calf cramp. He's pounding the turf down in front of us.
And it's gone, just like that. He'll be back in. Well, they get second and 15 now with a 10-yard holding penalty, pushing Danvers back. 14-14 is our score. Each team with a pair in the first half. They traded punches. Tewksbury first, then Danvers, then Tewksbury, then Danvers. And all relatively long touchdown plays and short drives. Clock moving at 3:10 in the third. Voisin back in the shotgun. They spread the field. High snap. Lets it go downfield. Too far. Incomplete. Intended for Gazanowski at the 30.
Gazanowski incomplete. Third down 15.
Just a little bit too much oomph. I think he just can't quite get the time he needs to set.
Yeah, Jackson Grayson did a great job of playing the receiver. He was right on his hip. That would have been a very difficult catch to make.
All right, we're inside 3 minutes now. Clock stop with the incompletion. Gazanowski, check it. Voisin now 7 for 20 for 104 yards and the two touchdowns. Touchdowns in the game. Tewksbury's Arbogast and Hurdle for Danvers. It's two passes from Voisin to Gazanowski.
Well, the Prep is hitting on all cylinders tonight in their opening game. 318 yards of offense in the first half.
In the first half?
In the first half.
Okay. All right, this time the receivers are in a little bit closer, not spreading the field completely, but the ball is on the far hash mark. Voisin. Quarterback draw up the middle to the 50, 45, breaks away, 40, 35, and out of bounds.
Out of bounds down around the 33-yard line. Great run, great read. Saw the hole on the right side of the offensive line, cut up, headed to the sideline, then cut back in towards the hash marks.
23 yards. And
just going to wove his way through the secondary.
In Red Bend territory, first and 10 on the 35.
Well, I'm going to have to check Voisin's running stats, too, at the end of the night. That's the biggest run play from scrimmage for Danvers tonight. First down of the second half for Danvers. They've had the opportunities. They've had two interceptions and a fumble recovery, but have not been able to convert. First and 10, ball at the 35-yard line, far hash mark. Gorgeous night. All the players on both sides standing on the sidelines checking out the action, which is in action at the moment. Voisin is going to come talk to Gazanowski, who's in the slot left. And now I think Danvers has to take a timeout. They do. And that's their second timeout. What'd you say the Prep had for 3:18 first half?
First half.
What's the score?
35-8.
Wow. And Danvers has hot dogs, pizza, popcorn, candy, and all kinds of drinks. Also, they have cookies from the Cookie Monster.
Driscoll, the quarterback, is 9 of 16 for 152. Alberti has 8 carries for 122 yards.
And Denver's Butchery.
So their key people are contributing key performances tonight.
Programs and gear, as well as tickets.
I heard Gloucester coach Dan O'Connor say the numbers are up. They may have like maybe 45 players this time, right? Maybe.
Thanksgiving Day.
200 went out for football at the prep.
Yeah.
200.
Also, I'd like to announce that the winner of the $1,500 Blitz raffle.
And Tewksbury, I understand, they're under 800 total population, and they may be going over under 700 at some point.
And lastly,
one of the smaller schools in the NBC, and they always compete so well under
October 29th.
Another member of the legendary Aylward family, Brian Aylward.
You make a commitment, and those are the kind of results you get. You know.
Well, the Aylwards have such a tremendous legacy in Tewksbury in sports. All right, so the situation is 1st and 10 for Danvers after that big run by Voisin at the 35-yard line of Tewksbury. Here's a quick pass off to the flat left side, complete at the 35, maybe 1 or 2 yards. And on the reception was Owen Shanbar.
And Braden Aylward. Making the tackle, one-on-one.
Second down, 8, Falcons.
Yeah, 2 yards, that's it. But it's 2 in the right direction for Danvers. That's the first completion of the second half for Voisin after he completed 6 in the first half. 2nd and 8. Down and distance, 2 minutes to go, 3rd quarter. Game tied at 14. Shotgun for Voisin. Baker in the backfield with him. Bad snap, falls on it, and recovers it at the 39. So that's a 6-yard loss. And we are about to have the longest drive of the night on the next play.
Loss on the play is going to be
if it's not a turnover. Well, actually, it will be the 7th play anyway, so no matter what. I think it's amazing. You got a minute and a half left to go 3rd quarter, and no team has run more than 6 plays in any series. That's crazy.
Yep. Well, J.D. Martinez reached a milestone in tonight's Red Sox game. He got hit number 1,500, so congratulations to him.
Yeah, he's having a bit of an off year.
Yeah, this could be his last game for the Red Sox.
3rd and 13, Danvers at the Tewksbury 38. They spread the field again. Voisin has time this time. It's thrown underneath, complete. Big hit on Pasternak at the 27. Kasperzak. He plays for the Bruins. Kasperzak with the reception, and it's going to be short of the first down. That is the 7th play of the drive. Drive began back at the Falcons 47. They've advanced it down to the 29 of Tewksbury.
You know, when J.D. Martinez came, everybody was like, who is this guy? He was a good player, but he was like the last guy of a big lot
right.
of superstar hitters.
Yeah, free agent market, too.
Yeah, and he turned out to be really good for the Sox.
Yeah. Well, it's a 10-yard gain, still short of the first down, 4th and 4 to go for Danvers. And that was a clutch play by Kasperzak, who got hammered. And it was one of the few times that Voisin has had time to throw. And now Danvers has to take another timeout.
No, I think they got hit with a delay of game.
Oh, that's not good. For the Falcons, certainly a break for Tewksbury.
Yeah, they're going in the wrong direction.
That's the end of the quarter. That's what we missed. All right. So we'll take a break and we'll come back. Tied after 3 at 14.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just 2 words for you. Anderson Windows.
Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore. A real local news and sports podcast giving you updates from around Essex County. Spotlight feature interviews with area newsmakers. The North Shore Today Post features community updates and local photos and useful links. This is the place to hear and see positive local coverage, making the connections that support the North Shore community.
We get ready for the last 12 minutes of playtime here at Dr. Deering Stadium. Score tied at 14 apiece. Boisin, 8 completions, 22 attempts for 116 yards, 2 touchdowns. But his 2 completions in this second half have totaled 12 yards. And it's a 4th and 9, more importantly. Yeah, it should be 4th and 4. I don't know what happened. Oh, the delay of game.
4th and 9
to start the 4th. I don't know. I didn't see a delay of game. But anyway, it's 4th and 9, so it must have been a penalty. On Danvers. They're at their own at the 2-3, 34. 4th down again. Another 4th down for Danvers. Boisin has time. Throws it up softly, launches it caught. No, it's knocked away! Hardly in the end zone. Gazanowski had it. He was registering a touchdown at the last second closing speed by the Falcons defense and knocked it away. Excuse me, the Tewksbury defense.
Yeah, I think that was Colby Flahive reached in and deflected that pass at the last second because it looked like 6. But
good closing speed. Man, I'll tell you, 8 out of 23, 116 yards. That's the longest drive of the night, 8 plays.
Somebody had to do it.
With 2 fourth down plays on that drive. So first downs are not coming easily for either team. Redmen take over at their own 34. 11:57 left to go, so we just played 3 seconds already. Again, Tim will be talking, grabbing who we can, post-game comments down on the field afterwards, and we'll post that as soon as we get back to the studio. All right, tight formation, one receiver off to the right, wing off to the left, gets the handoff from left to right, and that, I believe, once again is, well, no, I thought it was Johnson, but instead it's Sean Hurdle.
PBD continues to build its lead. Again, Revere is now 24-0.
Well, they're going to bring this one back.
Five on the field. That's holding against Tewksbury.
Big penalty against Tewksbury. What we were saying earlier about not being sloppy, second half has kind of put a pin in that balloon. Back to the 22-yard line now with a holding call. Tewksbury has to go back to their 22. So it's a net 12-yard loss. And they're showing, well, yeah, you do repeat the down. So it's first and 22. They need to get it all the way out to the 45-yard line. They're going to split Sullivan way off to the left side. Under center is Ciancio. He dropped, no. Did he drop it? There's a pile up at the line of scrimmage.
Oh, another offensive mistake by Tewksbury. They keep giving Danvers opportunities, and Danvers has got to start cashing in on these.
Well, another turnover, another Falcon down. This time the Danvers player is sitting up at the 21 or 22-yard line.
Well, my ubiquitous score of the night, Springfield Central is leading 6-0. I always gave Bill an out-of-town score.
I thought you were doing one of those.
Is it George Carlin?
Yeah.
The partial score?
Partial score. In the third inning, it's Boston 5.
That was classic.
Okay, so we have another injury timeout here. Not laughing at the player, just laughing at the partial score here.
Am I MIT 3.14, RPI 1.
3.141592, etc. Okay, we'll take a break and come back with an injury timeout. Score tied at 14 between Tewksbury and Danvers.
MSONewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore with great local sports coverage. Live play-by-play football, Monday night sports night show, the game night football show, feature spotlight interviews with coaches and players, the Salem News Sports Writers Podcast, and joining us this fall, Nick and Nick in the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. The place to hear and see positive local coverage, making connections that support the North Shore.
So after the turnover, it's a run play for Danvers, and they're going to lose yardage. Gazanowski dropped all the way back at about the 29. So another turnover looks like it's going the other way, as Danvers has had numerous opportunities with the turnovers.
Second down and 15 from the 26.
Ball goes back to the 26 is where they put his forward motion. So it's second and 15. Danvers pouncing on the ball at the 21-yard line. Score tied at 14. So the Falcons have had two interceptions. They've taken the ball away, fumbles twice as well. So they've had four turnovers handed to them. Or forced, however you want to look at it. So Voisin pump fakes, fires it short. Nobody open, and he had no place to go.
Third down 15.
A lot of these plays, where he's simply running out of time.
Yeah.
He's running out of time and space. The receiver's not getting any kind of separation. And they got to go back to that quick hitter. He takes a couple of steps, slides outside, and then hits it into a hole in the seam between the linebackers. That's been their most effective play.
So now it's third and 15. Four Danvers. Score tied at 14. Again, no wind at all whatsoever tonight. Very calm evening, very mild evening. Fantastic way to start the high school football season. Next Thursday, we'll be back here at Dr. Deering as Haverhill will be invading. Third down, 15. Voisin with Baker in the backfield with him. Trips to the left on the far side. Voisin wants to do the quarterback draw again. This time he can't get anywhere. Maybe to the 25 or 24.
Down at the 25-yard line.
2 yard gain.
Fourth down, 14.
So despite the fact the offense has sputtered a little bit for Tewksbury in terms of turnovers, the defense has stood stout way in their own end zone, the territory, many times tonight. This may be another example of that. Fourth and 14 for Danvers. I didn't count the number of fourth down plays the Falcons have had, but boy, there has to be at least half a dozen or more. So again, ball in the near hash mark, spread the field at the Tewksbury 25-yard line, fourth and 14 for Voisin. He's going to roll to his left. He's got time this time. Stops, pumps it over the middle, and I think it's caught for a touchdown. Over.
That's
a diving catch. That's got to be Gazanowski.
I'll tell you, that was an example of great concentration, because I thought the linebacker who was right in front of him was making an interception. He had his back to us, and I thought he was going to pick that off, and all of a sudden the Danvers Blue are all up celebrating. Great concentration.
Well, fourth down play. Point after is good. It's now 21-14 Danvers with 9:20 left to go in the game. And that's the third time that combination.
I can tell you, Rick, my final word, that poses really ill for the Northeastern Conference if those two are going to hook up in connections like they've made tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, third Third touchdown pass, this time to Gazanowski once again, and it covered 24 yards. So that's another four-play, 21-yard drive that gives Danvers the lead. 9:20 left to go in the ballgame. Got to add the touchdown pass of 24 yards to Moisine's stats. So he's got 9 completions out of 25 attempts, 140 yards, and 3 touchdown passes. So that time the turnover did end up biting Tewksbury. All right. Jim Curran's now headed downstairs to go to the sideline and try to get some interviews after the game. In the meantime, we'll bring you the rest of the way. 9:20 left to go. Beautiful, beautiful connection once again from Voisin to Gaz. All right, Falcons kick off. It's a squib kick that's going to roll right through the legs. Oh, but it's going to be brought back. Must be a procedure call against the offense, the kicking team. They'll bring it back. Falcons nearing 200 yards of total offense. But they haven't had to go too far. They've had great field position all night long. All right, the ball will be placed back at the 35-yard line. Aiden Smith will be kicking off once again. A little squib kick on the previous attempt. 10-yard line off the ball. He goes straight into it. And it's going to be the same kick that bounces at the 40-yard line and down right there.
It's covered up by Sam Kearney. The Redmen will start on their own 40. First and 10.
You heard it. Setting the line again for Tewksbury. Anthony Montiero is the center. Maximus Matuccio, Luke Shaw, the guards. Royce McKay and James Carroll are the tackles. Ciancio is under center this time. Gives it to the second back. Banged at the line of scrimmage. Nothing there. And I think it was Johnson. Looked like 3 instead of 30.
Johnson on the carry.
Yep. Okay. And Johnson's hobbling a little bit. He's going to come out. He gets
to gain
a yard.
Second down and 8.
All right. Put it at the 42, so it's a 2-yard gain. Eight and a half left to go in the game. Clock running. And this is a pitch to a running back trying to sweep the left. Gets a block, gets outside. 50, 40, 30, gone. It's going to be another touchdown for Arbogast. A mirror image play of the play he scored, of the touchdown he scored in the first quarter. This time it's on the other side. So Arbogast again with a long touchdown run of 58 yards. And Tewksbury's a point away from tying it up. Alex Arbogast, second long touchdown run of the evening. His first touchdown run was 79 yards. This one is 58. And the extra point attempt is good. Ball knotted up at 14. Again, quick strike, 2 plays, 60 yards for Tewksbury. Again, it's Arbogast. My goodness. The 58-yard sweep to the left. Two plays, 60 yards. 8:13 left to go in the ball game. It's tied once again. Third time it's been tied up in this one. Yards on those two carries for Arbogast. So two touchdown runs totaling 137 yards. He's easily the leading ground gainer in the ball game. A lot of guys cramping up here on the sidelines trying to stretch out for Tewksbury. Well, not a lot. There's two more. We've seen a number of players. Must be pretty warm out there. So Aiden Smith, left-footed kicker this time. I don't think it was Aiden Smith because it was a soccer-style kick. It was down to 20. Well, it couldn't be Aiden Smith because it's Tewksbury kicking off. My bad. It was Jackson Pluto. Done that a couple of times, and I apologize. Ball is at the 30-yard line for Danvers, seeing this game tied up once again.
Falcons will start first and 10 from their own 30.
Falcons moving from left to right. The electric combination of quarterback Boisin to Mr. Everything Gazanowski has clicked three times so far in this one. All night long they've been spreading the field with Boisin in the shotgun. That's what they do this time. Seven guys up on the line of scrimmage for the defense. Boisin fakes the handoff. Short pass. I don't know if he caught it or not.
That's complete to Gazanowski.
Yeah, it is complete. For a very short game on the far sideline. Let's see. 2 yard gain.
Second down and 7.
All right, make it 3. That's the 10th completion for Boisin for 143 yards. Wide out, way wide to the right, Tyler Barnes. Gaz in the slot. Handoff. Tackle before he, as he got the ball, was Joe Hunter. No gain. Might have lost a yard. He's a sophomore running back. Yep. Loses 2 back to the 31. So it's third and almost 10 to go for the first down. Ball midway between the hash marks. And keep an eye on the clock. 7.5 left to go. A couple of quick scores here coming less than a minute apart. Boisin to Gazanowski and then Arbogast for Tewksbury. Third and long. Complete underneath to the 35. And the receiver is... Casper Zach can't quite get to the first down marker. Put it at the just across the 38.
Just under 2 yards.
So it's a 7 yard gain, and I would suspect they've got the punt. But what do I know? Yeah, they're going to punt. Gazanowski will be back in deep punt formation. And there's one receiver back for Tewksbury. Can't see the number. Good snap. Good high, tremendously high kick. Fair catch. Whoa, he got tackled. So, that's going to be a penalty on Danvers.
There's a flag on the field after a fair catch.
Ball was caught, and the receiver was tackled immediately by Danvers after a clear fair catch signal.
No flag on the play.
Well, maybe he was blocked into the receiver because now they're picking up the flag. Okay. When the dust settles, the ball will be at the 32-yard line, midway between the hash marks. Tewksbury moving from right to left. 6:10 left to go in the game. And the game is tied at 21. All right. Coach Aylward coming off the field reluctantly. I formation stacked up behind Ciancio. Pitch to the tailback. It's Abregas. There he goes again. He's gone. It's going to be another long touchdown run. You can't stop this kid. 58 yards.
At 68 yards.
One play.
To the 57-21. 56 left in the game.
Wow, not much to say. He did it again. One play, 68 yards. Wow. That time it was just kind of off tackle. It wasn't that big wide sweep. But the result is the same. Yeesh. And they get the point after. So it's 28-21.
Left here in the game. We have a score 28-21.
Well, on those three touchdown runs alone, Abregas has 207 yards now. Officials conferring back inside the 10-yard. There have been a lot of conferences among the officials tonight, but the game really hasn't been slowed down at all, really. The incompletions make it seem a little long. Again, another windless quarter, no wind at all. Tremendous late summer crowd at Dr. Deering Stadium. Many, many people from Tewksbury and many, many from Danvers. Great turnout by both student bodies as well. Oh, boy. 5:56 left to go in the game. And again, no long possessions. There have been no long ball drives at all. The longest possession of the night in any series was 8 plays by Danvers. Tewksbury will kick off once again. Jackson Fudo put the left foot into it. Soccer-style kicker. It's a squib kick that's going to bounce. Gazanowski loses the handle, picks it up. Goes to the 25, to the 30. And we've got a penalty marker, and it goes out of bounds at the 33. Probably on Danvers for some kind of a
bad flag. Flags on the field.
Yeah,
the first one came in
early. See the man in the white hat. He's nodding, he's pointing. He's throwing a football to the sidelines. Yep, illegal block in the back.
In the back, Falcons.
Against Danvers. So with 5:48 remaining in the game, it's a 7-point lead for Tewksbury. This one has been back and forth, back and forth. Tewksbury just regaining the lead. Danvers at their own 24. Well, you know, it's Boisean's going to be looking for Gazanowski. That has worked all night long. Bad pass, or was it tipped at the line of scrimmage?
Second down.
Yeah,
10.
It was knocked down, so incomplete. Eleven for 28 for Voisin. 5:44 left. Clock stop. And again, it's Voisin to Gazanowski versus Arbogast. For the most part.
What are we going to
Arbogast with three touchdowns. Gazanowski with three touchdowns. Boisin in the shotgun with Hunter in the backfield. He's got time. Looks to his left. Throws it long. And jump ball at the 50 and knocked away. Gazanowski went way up there, but so did the defender. Looks like it was Hunter Johnson back there knocking it around at the last second. So long, nice incompletion. Would have been for big yardage, at least 30 yards to about the 50 or beyond. At any rate, it's 3rd and 10 for Danvers. 5:36 left to go. Cheerleaders doing their gymnastic aerials here. Good heavens. Yeesh. Way up in the air. Third down. Pass incomplete. Right at the first down marker. Receiver was hit. Just as he tried to catch the ball. I can't see. No, it's
fourth down 10. There is a flag on the field.
Kasperzak.
Holding Falcons.
Oh, boy.
He's flying. Fourth and 10.
Oh, boy. This thing has turned dramatically in favor of Tewksbury now at the moment. Momentum and score. Danvers way back in their own side of the field, facing a fourth and 10, and down by 6 points. Danvers has to get a player off the field very quickly, and does, and it's a good snap. And this time it's a little bit shorter kick by Gazanowski. Tewksbury's going to let it bounce and roll. It gets... Gets a bounce and roll to the 44-yard line. 46 yards, excuse me, 46. All right, 5:16. Left to go. Back and forth we go in these short possessions, just changing sides of the field. Redmond now with the 7-point lead and 5:16 left to hold on. But the chances are pretty good that Danvers will get it back. Due to the fact that, I'm trying to look, the Tewksbury Redmond have not had a series of plays that lasted any more than six in the entire ballgame. Split backfield, pro set, handoff, tailback. Got to be Hurdle or Johnson. And he gets to the 50. Is it 3 or 30? 30, Hurdle.
Hurdle on the carry. Stand at 4, second and 6.
And Tewksbury taking their time, certainly, in the huddle and getting up to the line of scrimmage. 4:45 left to go, and the clock is moving. They just kind of jog up to the line of scrimmage now. Ciancio under center again with the I formation this time. Tailback, handoff. Uh-oh, he might get outside. Look out. Out to the 45-yard line. And
weak flag!
It's Arbogast again. Another penalty. So Arbogast got it to the personal foul on Danvers, and Arbogast got it to the 45-yard line. So it's a 5-yard gain, but you're going to tack on a whole bunch more after that. There's 5. There's 10. There's 15 to the Danvers 29-yard line, and all of a sudden it's falling apart for the Falcons. Well, that's closer to a 16-yard penalty than it was 15. At any rate, Tewksbury can run this thing out now. Split backfield behind the quarterback, and this time it's Hurdle, who gets it to the 22.
Hurdle on the carry.
7-yard gain, second and three. Clock moving, 4 minutes. This thing has gone back and forth, but all of a sudden it's in Tewksbury's favor after they gave the ball up four times to Danvers in this one. Maybe five, I'm not sure about the last one. Two interceptions, two fumble recoveries for Danvers. Again, it's the pro set. Twins to the left. Tailback gets the handoff. It's Hurdle. Bulls his way outside to the 25-yard line. To the 20-yard line. 15. And it's a first down.
That's again a 7 and left for Redmond. First down.
.325 left to go. Another first down for Tewksbury. They're about ready to salt this thing away. First and 10 at the Danvers 15-yard line. Outstanding night for Alex Arbogast, a senior running back. Three touchdowns, over 200 yards rushing. Getting support now from Hunter Johnson and Sean Hurdle in particular. I'm going to split Twins way out to the right side. Ball in the near hash mark. Split backfield. We got a cannon, fire it. Run play again. It's flipping and falling at the 10-yard line after about a 5-yard gain, and that, I think, is Hurdle again. Yep, Hurdle again. That's his third consecutive carry, fourth carry of this drive. And the next play will be the first play of more than 6 yards. Excuse me, of more than six plays. It'll be the first possession series is what I'm trying to say. That Tewksbury has had that has had more than six plays in it. This will be the seventh play of the drive that began back at their own 46-yard line. Going to hit the 2-minute mark, clock rolling, and again, Tewksbury just taking their leisurely time getting up to the line of scrimmage. Sullivan is going to split way out to the right. Arbogast is the tailback. Up back is Johnson, under center Cianco. Cianco gives it handoff to the tailback Pendergast. He doesn't score a touchdown that time. Vincent Cianco, the quarterback. Falcon loses his helmet. And
how about Danvers?
I don't think he got anything. They're putting it right back at the 10, I think. Yeah, it stays at the 10, so no gain. Falcons call a timeout, but it's really uphill now. And this tremendous crowd is starting to file out a little bit, saddened by what seems to be inevitable. I want to thank both coaches and both athletic directors for helping us out with the lineups and with tremendous interviews before this game. This is our first game of the week.
Hey! Knock it off!
Next week it'll be Haverhill back here at Danvers. Subject to change, of course. Tim, down on the field, will get some post-game interviews for us that we'll have posted after the broadcast. It's going to take at least an hour or so, maybe longer, to get those up. But they'll be up by morning if you go to bed at night. Right after this one, 28-21, Tewksbury. They're at the Falcons' 10-yard line with a second and five to go for the first down. Only a minute, 47 seconds left in the game. Got some stupid people here throwing things down at the Tewksbury players, throwing water bottles. And we've got a couple of local vigilantes going to scope them out. The stupid people who are throwing bottles. Okay, run play for Dan, for Tewksbury, and Pendergast into the end zone again, this time from 10 yards out. Fourth touchdown of the night for Pendergast. It's now 34-21. Unstoppable.
We have a flag on the play.
Longest drive of the night for Tewksbury, 8 plays and 54 yards for the touchdown with 1:40 left to go. and a really deflated Danvers home crowd after what was an exciting three and a half quarters for sure. Game going back and forth, but all of a sudden it turned on that Pendergast touch, Arbogast touchdown, and then he just got another one. Extra and point good score. Again. Ryan Fleming with the extra point
Matt
again.
Kingston, can head to the snack bar. You have people looking for you.
And it's now 35-21 with a minute and 40 left to go. We're going to wrap this thing up very quickly so that we can get out of here and get some interviews, and then I'll have the statistics posted for you, but I can give you a rough idea. Arbogast over 200 yards, four touchdowns. Offsetting a great night by Voisin to Gazanowski for three touchdowns. Again, our next game will be Thursday night here as Danvers hosts Haverhill, and then Friday night Tewksbury will be traveling to Lowell. So after a penalty, the Tewksbury team will kick off from the Danvers 45-yard line, and this is going to come down to Kasperzak at the goal line, and he tiptoes along the sideline and is forced out of bounds at around the 17. And we're down to 1:34 remaining. Ball will be placed down at the Danvers 17. On the near hash mark, Danvers moving from left to right. They'll spread the field again with the three receivers on the far side. One receiver on the near side. Quick pass over the middle, and it's caught, fumbled, and recovered by Tewksbury at the 24.
Recovered by the Redmen at the 24-yard line.
Seals the deal. It was complete to about the 28, which about 11-yard gain. Then it was promptly fumbled. Well, now it's a matter of just running the clock out with 1:24 left to go. First turnover of the night for Danvers, but couldn't come at a worse time. Not that turnovers ever come at any good time, I suppose. Ball exactly midway between the hash marks. At the Danvers 24 with Tewksbury in command. 35-21. Game was tied at 14 at the half. Tewksbury will take a knee, and so that will effectively
take a knee.
End the game. Maybe one more play. So our thanks to Tewksbury Athletic Director Ron Droyan, to Tewksbury Football Coach Brian Aylward, to Danvers Athletic Director Andy St. Pierre, and to Danvers Football Coach Ryan Nolan. Get all the names right here. Appreciate it, Coach Roland. Coach Nolan, I need to go home. There's another kneel down, and we're going to wrap this thing up. Thanks to both ADs, to both coaches, and to you for listening. Final score here will be 35-35. A quick rundown of the scoring. We'll do the stats later. Over 200 yards of offense in the second half, certainly for Tewksbury, as they were held to 135 in the first half. The story of the night, though,
final score.
Four touchdowns by Alex Arbogast of Tewksbury. He started the night off. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take one more break and then we'll run down the score.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows.
Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacey, Executive Sports Editor at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
Well, it was all Tewksbury in the second half, particularly the fourth quarter, although Danvers did get a touchdown. It was tied 14 at the half, and then Tewksbury pulled away in the fourth quarter. Game opened up, 7:47 left to go in the first quarter. It was a 79-yard touchdown run by Alex Arbogast, the first of his four long runs. Well, one wasn't so long, but they were, three of them were. One play, 79 yards at the 7:47 mark. Tewksbury had broken out on top 7-0. Danvers came right back as their quarterback to Gazanowski. It was Travis Voisin to Owen Gazanowski three times tonight. The first time, 46-yard completion with 4:58 left to play in the first quarter. Danvers tied it at 7. Then Tewksbury came right back. Sean Hurdle scored from 2 yards out at the 3:50 mark. Three plays, 36 yards, and Tewksbury was back on top 14-7. However, the Falcons came back with 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter and tied it up. Another Voisin to Gazanowski connection, this time for 32 yards. That was a six-play, 65-yard touchdown drive. 14-all at the end of one. That score came at the end of the second. So it was 14-7 at the end of one, and then Danvers with the only score in the second quarter, 14-14 at the half. Falcons look like they might be having something here as they open up the third quarter with another touchdown combination, Voisin to Gazanowski, this time 24 yards. That was the third touchdown combination that those two made tonight, making it 21-14. But after that, it was all Tewksbury. Arbogast, just a few seconds later, 58-yard run. 8:13 left to go in the third. It was tied at 21. In the fourth, rather. Excuse me. This is fourth. No scoring in the third. Then Arbogast came right back at 5:56. This time it was a 68-yard run. 28-21 at that point. Tewksbury with the lead that they would not give up. And then Arbogast finished off the scoring at 1:40 of the fourth quarter on a 10-yard run, making it 35-21. Eight plays, 54-yard touchdown drive that time. For Arbogast, at least 250 yards. We'll check it out when we get home, of course, and have time to do the stats. For quarterback Travis Voisin, 12 completions out of 31 attempts, 161 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So a disappointing evening for Danvers. Terrific start for Tewksbury as the Tewksbury Redmen win this game by a score of 35-21. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back here next Thursday night when Taverill at Danvers. For Tim Kearns, Bill Newell, and Bill Proposky, I'm Rick Moore, reminding you of the final score from Dr. Deering Stadium. It was Tewksbury 35, Danvers 21.